This morning, we are joined by Whitaker Bank Market President Chris Allen. How are you doing this morning, Chris?
Yeah, doing well, Ethan. I'm at work and thankful to be employed.
Hey, I totally understand that. I'm hanging in there on a thread, too. So, let's go ahead and jump right in. Of course, this health crisis has had widespread implications. How has it affected business as usual right here in the market of Whitaker Bank?
Well, we've redirected all of our lobby traffic, of course, to our drive-through at all locations. As far as product availability, though, we're still taking customers by appointment for loans and deposit accounts. We also have loan applications available online or by phone. And, you know, as far as the processing of loans, specifically mortgage loans, the average turn time is a little bit longer due to government offices being closed, but they are still possible. And just like I say, we're just trying to continue with business as usual, trying to take care of customers.
All right. And I mean, that's completely understood. One thing that I've actually not really thought about, but I've heard several people commenting on is auto loans and the transferring of autos right now. Are you finding that that's also a little slower process?
It is. The clerk's office did have a window open. I think at present they've closed that window, but we're still able to, you know, as far as being, it would be more difficult individual, you know, to individual, but as far as dealing with a dealership and a bank, we are able to, you know, still make contact with the clerk's office and get our liens recorded and such. So not as big of a problem for us, but it would be maybe for individual to individual.
Gotcha. Now, what is Whitaker Bank doing specifically to help their customers and community right now during this time?
As far as customers, we've got several programs in place to help our customers that are affected by the current situation. It's one of those situations where we just say, you know, if you're experiencing problems, to call us and we will work with you. We have several different avenues that we can do to help. And then as far as small businesses, we are participating in the SBA, the Paycheck Protection Program. So that actually just opened up Friday. The SBA didn't get as many of their final rule out until late Thursday. So it's kind of rolled over to the first of this week. So we just started doing that. We're trying to encourage all of our remote products, the text banking, mobile deposit, online banking, even our phone smart. And then, you know, as far as the community goes, I mean, we're just like we've always been in full force, I mean, ready to do pretty much whatever it takes.
Gotcha. Now, since you mentioned the CARES Act or the Paycheck Protection Act or plan, of course, before and during and even after the release of the CARES Act, there have been reports of confusion on the implementation and the details and which entities can kind of broker this, whether it's all local banks, some local banks. In your opinion, do you feel like on the whole there could have been improvements to this program? Why not?
I'm really not one to criticize. I don't think any of us could really imagine the amount of work that people, you know, have accomplished in such a short amount of time to do something like this. I mean, but yes, to answer your question, I mean, I think there could always be improvements. I know quality is obviously going to be affected by the time in which you have to, you know, put something into place. But I'm sure there definitely could have been. And, you know, going forward, at least it kind of gives, I think, the government, SBA, Treasury, a template to kind of say, okay, here, you know, just they had somewhat from 2008, but not to this degree. So I think at this point, they you know, everything, every time we do something like this, and, you know, hopefully we don't have any more, but if we do, then they know a little bit better on the implementation process. So
that makes sense. Now, another follow-up question to that.
Sure.
Is Whitaker Bank pretty much just extending their help in that to their customers only, or is that something that if a business owner is listening right now and they've downloaded those documents and they're as confused by them as I was initially, can they reach out to Whitaker Bank, or what kind of is
absolutely
the situation there?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we are definitely not. You know, some banks I believe are, and we're definitely not doing that. We are open for business, and if we can help, I mean, especially we want to try to focus on our community first. As far as, you know, getting customers outside of our area, they should have a local bank that should be participating. But as far as our community goes, customer, non-customer, we're willing and able to help, and definitely would like to do that.
All right. Now, not zooming out too far, but just kind of an opinion from you. What do you think the long-term impacts of this stimulus plan may actually be on our local economy here in the area?
Well, I think the biggest factor is going to be obviously how long we continue as we are currently. That's such a, you know, that's the main variable. I mean, we've yet to see the people actually receive the stimulus checks that have been, you know, discussed and you know, are supposedly in process. We've yet to really see how this small business program, the Paycheck Protection Program, will be distributed. We know how it's going to be distributed, but we've yet to see the results, I guess I should say. If the funds truly do make it to our local economy, as we're just beginning, then we should be good. I think we should be able to sustain. But then again, if it's a month or 2 months or 6 months, obviously all those numbers make a huge difference in how everything plays out.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. And I know one thing that I have been asked, and again, kind of in follow-up to that, the emergency side of the house. Of course, there was a whole discussion that there would be a $10,000 possible emergency give-out of those funds. Do you know how those interlace or any more details as to what that looks like?
Yes. So there is the EIDL, I think it's Economic Injury Disaster Loan. I could have the E messed up. But anyway, the EIDL program, which is actually, you actually go to SBA.gov. I think it might be like coronavirus19.sba.gov. But anyway, you actually go to the SBA website to apply for the EIDL loan, which part of that EIDL loan is the $10,000 grant, or up to $10,000. Now, if you receive that grant even before receiving any details on the loan, that grant is, just like I said, it's a grant. It is forgivable. There's no catches. There's no repayment. But I do know people that applied over a week and a half ago and have still not received any money, because when you actually went to that link and applied through SBA, they actually got your routing number, account number, and name in you know, basically saying, give us your information and we will put the money into your account. And I know people that have, you know, businesses that have done that, and they've yet to receive the funds. I don't know anyone that has actually received the funds from SBA going that route. So they only set aside, I think it was like maybe $10 billion or something like that for that, which obviously $10 billion is a lot of money, but, you know, compared to like the Paycheck Protection Program is $349 billion. So considerable difference there. So I've yet to really see. So to back up and recap, you've got the EIDL, which you go to SBA website and actually apply for, and it's more of a, going to be a loan up to, I think you can go up to like $2 million. I don't think probably any of our local businesses would need it, but you can go online and apply for that. The Paycheck Protection Program is all going to be distributed through local banks, so you would actually come here, we give you a packet, you get that together. There's no personal guarantee on the loan. There's no collateral. It's just, you know, obviously, as the name implies, the point in it is to keep your employees employed.
Right.
So if you obtain a loan and use the money to pay your employees, at least 75% of the loan amount goes to pay your employees. The loan is actually forgiven after the two-month program of what the funds are used for.
All right.
So, yeah, so it's a very low interest rate, but the point in the Paycheck Protection Program, it is more or less a grant. It's just you have to use it appropriately.
That makes sense. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So we'll change gears just a little bit. Of course, during crisis mode, it's very common that you will have the run on banks that folks talk about, where folks go out and draw all their money out in cash and then hide it in their mattress somewhere. Have you seen that during this time? And is that a good idea, a bad idea? Does it really help?
We've not seen anything crazy. I mean, there have been, I mean, I would, you know, I, like any situation, I would definitely encourage somebody having a little extra cash, just, you know, for unforeseen situations. And, you know, if they can't make it to the bank, if we were to get in a situation where you just went to the grocery store, maybe you couldn't make it to the bank, having a little extra cash, sure. We've not really seen a lot of people come and take out large amounts of cash. I definitely wouldn't recommend it. I think, you know, depending on where you bank, the main situation, you know, most all banks nowadays are FDIC insured, so you're covered there as far as the government goes. And then the next thing is to make sure, you know, that your bank is properly, as it's called, capitalized. Right now, it used to be the regulators would require like a 9% capital ratio. That has actually been lowered by the government here because certain banks are, you know, a little in harder times. So that has been lowered a little bit. Just to give you an example, we are over 14%. So
wow.
9 to 14 doesn't. 9 to 14% doesn't seem like a huge amount, but when you're talking about capitalization on millions and millions and millions of dollars, it means basically we're good, we've got cash, we can sustain. So I would definitely say, as far as we're concerned, our customers have nothing to worry about. But in general, have a little extra cash, sure. As far as that goes, you know, I've told a couple of people, you're basically talking about the entire economy collapsing at that point. So what really is the paper dollar going to be worth at that point if you've got a bunch of it, you know, if the entire economy collapses? I don't know. That would have to be seen. But in general, no, I think it's a horrible idea. No point to do that.
That's fair enough. I know Dave Ramsey always talks about having the $1,000 on hand for situations
sure.
like you were talking about. But outside of
yeah.
that, yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
At times of crisis, like we're in right now, what are the benefits? And you've kind of already mentioned a few of them, but what are the true benefits of banking locally as opposed to with one of the large banks that's online only?
It's just the customer contact. I think you know, and I mean, my personal cell phone, I mean, I give to every customer. I'm happy to give it out online or, you know, all over the air. I don't care. I mean, it's one of those, it's just a matter of being able to contact somebody when you've got a question. It doesn't matter if it's, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon or 10 o'clock at night on a weekday. Just being able to have somebody tell you, it's okay. We've got things in process or we've got things in place that we can help. If you do get somebody if you're with a large bank and you get in touch with somebody at customer service, obviously they don't know you and you don't really know if they care about you, and at least you know your local bank does truly care. So I think that's just, it boils down to customer service and just having somebody to contact when you're scared, because these are scary times. So
I agree. Well, as we wrap up, let's leave on a positive note. As a fellow foodie, I know you enjoy food like I do. During this healthy at home, and we're not talking healthy at home in like a dietary way, but healthy at home and in avoid the COVID way, what has been your go-to comfort food, Chris?
Well, I'm hoping that I can, still maybe do a vacation this year, maybe, be able to go at least to get out and go to the pool or something. So I've really been trying to watch what I eat. But I tell you what I have been doing is I think I've watched every show on every streaming service that's out there. I think once this is over, I don't think I'll watch TV for the rest of my life. I think I'll have all of my TV consumption taken care of in these next few weeks. I feel like that's all I do. So I think I've been, instead of comfort eating, I've just been comfort watching and just zoning out on various shows and movies.
I think that's
what I've been doing.
What's been your favorite binge show then?
Oh God, I mean, there's just so many. I mean, I have to admit, I turned a little Tiger King on. I mean, I couldn't help it. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But I don't know if I'd say favorite, but that was definitely the most memorable.
Fair enough. Well, we want to thank you again for your time, Chris. For the listeners that are just tuning in, this has been an interview with Whitaker Bank's Market President here, Chris Allen. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too.